This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And today it's a special edition of the show, the Academy Award winners for Best Original Song. The category began at the 7th Awards in 1934. And in our study today, we've mainly been breaking up our segments by songwriter. And over the years, there have been four writers to win the award four times. Only one of those is still living, that's Alan Menken. He won his Oscars from the mid-80s to the early 90s. But he is still composing, so he could break the record. Last hour we heard Johnny Mercer. He won four times. So did Jimmy Van Heusen. His first came from the 1944 film Going My Way, when Bing Crosby sang Swinging on a Star.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. Kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. A new kind of jumped up slippery fish. And all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Swinging on a Star. Jimmy Van Heusen wrote that with Johnny Burke, his lyricist. They got together on Broadway in 1940 and then headed to Hollywood. Swinging on a Star won Best Original Song for the 1944 film Going My Way, beating I Couldn't Sleep a Wink Last Night, I'll Walk Alone, I'm Making Believe, Long Ago, Now I Know, Remember Me to Carolina, Rio de Janeiro, Silver Shadows and Golden Dreams, Too Much in Love, and The Trolley Song. Now Swinging on a Star also would be sung in 1957's The Joker is Wild by Frank Sinatra, another movie with Jimmy Van Heusen's music. It also had the best movie song from that year, All the Way.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you. All the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you. All the way. Taller than the tallest trees, that's how it's got to feel. Deeper than the deep blue sea is, that's how deep it goes, if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless he needs you. All the way. Through the good or lean years, and for all the in-between years, come what may. Who knows where the road will lead us? Only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way. For sure I'm gonna love you all the way, all the way.
Jimmy Van Heusen's next writing partner after Johnny Burke was Sammy Kahn. And they won their first Best Song Oscar in 1957 with All the Way from The Joker is Wild. The other nominees that year, An Affair to Remember, April Love, Tammy, and Wild is the Wind. Van Heusen wrote a lot of music for Frank Sinatra and they became very good friends. It was Van Heusen, Kahn, and Sinatra again together in 1959 for the movie A Hole in the Head. The song was High Hopes.
Next time you're found with your chin on the ground, there's a lot to be learned, so look around.
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant,
but he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky. Hope
so. Anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
When troubles call and your back's to the wall, there's a lot to be learned that wall could fall.
Once there was a silly old ram, thought he'd punch a hole in a dam. No one could make that ram scram. He kept butting that dam, 'cause he had high hopes. He had high hopes. He had high apple pie in the sky. Hopes. So anytime you're feeling bad, instead of feeling sad, just remember that ram. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt
dam. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt dam.
Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt dam. There goes another problem, kerplop.
Oops, there goes another problem, kerplop.
Oops, there goes another problem, kerplop.
Kerplop!
From the 1959 film A Hole in the Head, that's High Hopes with Frank Sinatra, written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn. Kahn was also nominated that year, collaborating with Alfred Newman on The Best of Everything. Other nominees, The Five Pennies, The Hanging Tree, and Strange Are the Ways of Love. Then, in 1963, Van Heusen and Kahn tied the record for the most Oscars for a songwriting team with Call Me Irresponsible from Papa's Delicate Condition. And unfortunately, I don't have Jackie Gleason's version from the movie. So we'll go with the most successful chart version done by Jack Jones.
Call me irresponsible. Call me unreliable. Throw in undependable too. Do my foolish alibis bore you? Well, I'm not too clever. I just adore you. Call me unpredictable. Tell me I'm impractical. Rainbows I'm inclined to pursue.
...1963's Call Me Irresponsible from Papa's Delicate Condition. The Academy Award for Best Original Song from the movies that year, it beat out Charade, It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, More, and So Little Time. A record third Oscar for the songwriting team of Van Heusen and Kahn, but it was their fourth overall. As mentioned, Van Heusen won with Johnny Burke, but Sammy Kahn also won before meeting Jimmy, teaming up with Julie Stein in 1954... on Three Coins in the Fountain.
Make it mine. Make it mine. Please make it mine.
Three coins in the fountain, each one seeking happiness. Thrown by three hopeful lovers, which one will the fountain bless? Three hearts in the fountain, each heart longing for its home. There they lie in the somewhere in the heart of Rome. Which one will the fountain bless? Which one will the fountain bless? Three coins in the fountain, through the ripples how they shine. Just one wish will be granted.
One heart will wear a valentine.
Make it mine, make it mine, make it mine.
Which one will the fountain?
Coins in the fountain, through the ripples how they shine. Just one wish will be granted. One heart will wear a valentine.
Make it mine, make it mine.
The Four Aces and Three Coins in the Fountain, the top movie song from 1954, written by Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn. The only Best Song Oscar for Stein, and the first of four wins for Sammy Kahn, who was nominated 26 times. Three Coins in the Fountain that year bettered Count Your Blessings instead of Sheep, The High and the Mighty, Hold My Hand, and The Man That Got Away. We're singing along at the movies on Today Seems Like Old Times. We're celebrating the best songs from the movies on Today Seems Like Old Times. Now, we finished up the last segment with the Four Aces doing Three Coins in the Fountain from 1954. They also had a hit record with the Oscar winner from the following year. Written by Sammy Fain and Paul Francis Webster, Love is a Many Splendored Thing.
It's the April rose that only grows in the early spring.
Love is nature's way of giving a reason to be living. The golden crown that makes a man a king.
Lies on a high and windy hill
in the morning mist, to love is kissed and the world stood still.
Then your fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing.
Yes, true love's a many splendored thing.
The world stood still.
Then your fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing.
Yes, true.
Title song from Love is a Many Splendored Thing. The Four Aces singing from 1955. Music by Sammy Fain, lyrics by Paul Francis Webster. It took the Oscar over I'll Never Stop Loving You, Something's Gotta Give, The Tender Trap, and Unchained Melody. That was the second Academy Award for Fain and Webster. They also claimed first prize in 1953 with Secret Love from Calamity Jane.
Once I had a secret love that lived within the heart of me. All too soon, my secret love became impatient to be free. So I told a friendly star the way that dreamers often do. Just how wonderful you and why I'm so in love with you. Now I shout it from the highest hills, even told the golden dawn. My heart's an open door, and my secret love's no secret
Day from the 1953 film Calamity Jane with Secret Love. It won the Best Song Oscar that year, written by Sammy Fain and Paul Francis Webster, vanquishing the other nominees The Moon is Blue, My Flaming Heart, Sadie Thompson's Song, and That's Amore. Doris Day was also the featured performer and the 1956 Best Song winner in the movie The Man Who Knew Too Much. From Jay Livingston and Ray Evans, whatever will be, will be.
When I was just a little girl, I ask my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be, will be. When I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart what lies ahead. Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be, will be. Now I have children of my own. They ask their mother, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? I tell them tenderly. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. Que sera, sera.
Now, I noted in the last segment that the songwriting duo of Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn won the Best Song Oscar three times, which tied the record for the most by a duo. Well, the first to do it was Jay Livingston and Ray Evans. Their third came in the 1956 film The Man Who Knew Too Much. Doris Day sang Whatever Will Be, or Que Sera Sera. The other nominees that year, Friendly Persuasion, Julie, True Love, and Written on the Wind. Livingston and Evans had previously won in 1950 for Mona Lisa from Captain Carey, USA.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with a mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you? For that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile. Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there, and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Are just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art? Smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa. Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there, and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Are just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art, Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa won the Academy Award for Best Original Song in 1950, getting more votes than Be My Love, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo from Cinderella, Mule Train, and Wilhelmina. Jay Livingston and Ray Evans won their first 2 years earlier. From the motion picture Pale Face, it's Buttons and Bows, and it's Bob Hope.
A western ranch is just a branch of nowhere junction to me. Give me the city where living's pretty and the gals wear finery. Oh, east is east and west is west, and the wrong un I have chose. Let's go where you'll keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows, rings and things and buttons and bows.
Yep!
Don't this prairie, take me where the cement grows. Let's move down to some big town where they love a gal by the cut of her clothes, and you'll stand out in buttons and bows. I love you in buckskin or skirts that you've homespun, but I love you longer, stronger, where your friends don't tote a gun. My bones denounced a buckboard bounce, and a cactus hurts my toes. Let's vamoose where gals keep using those silks and satins and linen that shows, and you're all mine in buttons and bows. Don't bury me in this here prairie, take me where the cement grows. Let's move down to that big town where they love a girl by the cut of her clothes, and you'll stand out in buttons and bows.
Those wide open spaces don't suit me like a roof. I will love you longer, stronger, where the stake ain't on the hoof.
Well, that follows. My bones denounce the buckboard bounce, and that cactus hurts my toes. Let's vamoose where gals keep using those silks and satins and linen that shows, and you're all mine in buttons and bows. And another thing, give me eastern trimming where women are women in high silk hose and peekaboo clothes and French perfume that rocks the room and buttons and bows. Buttons and bows. Buttons and bows. Buttons and bows.
The first of three Oscars for the songwriting team of Jay Livingston and Ray Evans, Buttons and Bows, from The Pale Face in 1948. That year it beat It's Magic, the Woody Woodpecker song, This is the Moment, and For Every Man There's a Woman. We're celebrating the songs of Oscar on Today Seems Like Old Times. It's a special edition of Seems Like Old Times, the best song winners from the Academy Awards. Lyricist Ned Washington was a two-time winner. He paired with Lee Harline to write When You Wish Upon a Star from Pinocchio.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do, fate is kind. She brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing. Like a bolt out of the blue, suddenly it comes in view. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true. When a star is born, they possess a gift or two. One of them is this: they have the power to make a wish come true.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are.
Anything your heart desires will come to you.
If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme.
When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do,
sweet fulfillment of their secret longing.
Ooh, like a bolt out of the blue, suddenly it comes in view. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true.
Cliff Edwards was the voice of Jiminy Cricket. He sang When You Wish Upon a Star in the film Pinocchio. The best original song from the movies of 1940, written by Ned Washington and Lee Harline. It won a blue ribbon over the other nominees, Down Argentine Way, I'd Know You Anywhere, It's a Blue World, Love of My Life, Only Forever, Our Love Affair, Waltzing in the Clouds, and Who Am I? It would be 12 years before Ned Washington won again for the theme from 1952's High Noon. Here's Tex Ritter.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling. On this our wedding day, do not forsake me, oh my darling. Wait long. I do not know what fate awaits me. I only know I must be brave, and I must face a man who hates me. A liar, coward, a craven coward, a liar, coward in my grave. Oh, to be torn twixt love and duty, supposing I lose my fair-haired beauty. Look at that big hand move along near in high noon. He made a vow while in state's prison, vowed it would be my life or his. I'm not afraid of death, but oh, what will I do if you leave me? Not forsake me, oh my darling. You made that promise as a bride. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Although you're grieving, don't think of leaving. Now that I need you by my side. Wait long, wait long, wait long, wait long.
Do not forsake me. High Noon. That was Tex Ritter. The best song that year, with lyrics by Ned Washington and the music by Dmitri Tiomkin. It beat out Am I in Love, Because You're Mine, Thumbelina, and Zing a Little Zong. We're singing along with the movies on Today Seems Like Old Times. On Today Seems Like Old Times, we've been at the movies, showcasing the Academy Award winners for Best Original Song. And before we wrap up, I want to remind you about the website, oldtimesradio.com. You'll find our show's schedule, our list of affiliates, and, of course, the Listen Now page where you can hear previous shows on demand. Follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter. And if you'd like to send me an email, let me know you're listening, or you have an idea for a theme, or maybe you want to submit a list of your favorite songs. That's an occasional theme we have. So send me your favorites, whether it be 2, 5, 10. Email me the list, and maybe you'll hear it one weekend right here on the show. The address is craig@oldtimesradio.com. That's Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. All right, back to the Oscar winners. In 1938, Bob Hope sang a duet with Shirley Ross in the film The Big Broadcast of 1938 that would wind up being his theme song.
Thanks for the memory of sentimental verse nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse.
How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of Schubert's serenade, little things of jade, and traffic jams and anagrams and bills we never paid.
How lovely it was. We who could laugh over big things were parted by only a slight thing.
I wonder if we did the right thing. Oh, well, that's life, I guess.
I love your dress.
Do you?
It's pretty.
Thanks for the memory of faults that you forgave, rainbows on a wave,
and stockings in the basin when a fellow needs a shave.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the memory of tinkling temple bells, alma mater yells,
and Cuban rum and towels from the very best hotels.
Oh, how lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of cushions on the floor, hashed with Dinty Moore, that pair of gay pajamas that you bought and never wore.
Say, by the way, whatever became of those pajamas?
Huh? We said goodbye with a highball.
Then I got as high as a steeple.
Did you?
But we were intelligent people.
No tears, no fuss. Hooray for us. Strictly entre nous, darling, how are you?
And how are all those little dreams that never did come true?
Awfully glad I met you.
Cheerio and toodaloo.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
From the big broadcast of 1938, thanks for the memory, Bob Hope and Shirley Ross. Music by Ralph Ranger and lyrics by Leo Robin. The Oscar winner for Best Song in 38, beating out Always and Always, Change Partners, The Cowboy and the Lady, Dust, Jeepers Creepers, Merrily We Live, A Mist Over the Moon, My Own, and Now It Can Be Told. The very next year, the Best Song nominees only totaled four, and the winner was one of the most popular songs of all time.
Over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow, why then, oh, why can't I? let's fly beyond the rainbow. Why, oh, why can't I?
From The Wizard of Oz in 1939, that's Judy Garland and Over the Rainbow. Now, after a preview of the film, the song was supposed to be cut out. MGM head Louis Mayer and producer Mervyn LeRoy thought the song slowed down the picture, and it wasn't really fit for a girl to be singing in a barnyard. But the associate producer Arthur Freed went to bat for it, so did Garland's vocal coach, Roger Edens. Their persistence paid off, and the song remained. And it's considered by many as the greatest movie song ever. Music by Harold Arlen, and the lyrics by E.Y. Yip Harburg. The other nominees that year in 1939 were Faithful Forever, I Poured My Heart Into a Song, and Wishing. Well, we've had a lot of fun with our movie songs today. Hope you sang along.
It happened on one of them zippity-doo-dah days. Now, that's the kind of day when you can't open your mouth without a song jump right out of it. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth. It's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Yes, sir. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day.
Oh, plenty of sunshine in the way.
Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, feeling this way. Zoom, 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 zoom. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It is the truth. It's actual. Huh? Why is that bluebird? Mm-hmm. Everything is satisfactory. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
The Oscar winner for Best Original Song in 1947, Zippity-doo-dah. From Song of the South, that was James Baskett who played Uncle Remus. Music by Ali Rubel and lyrics by Ray Gilbert. Well, that's going to do it for today's special edition of Seems Like Old Times. I've enjoyed having you here, and I look forward to you coming back next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.